This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code Coverville at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Coming up on episode number 1094, we're going to celebrate a couple birthdays with a couple of cover stories. First up, Joan Jett, lead singer of The Runaways and a great solo career, celebrating her 55th birthday this week, yesterday, as a matter of fact. And Ray Charles, who left us in 2004. But were he alive today, he'd be celebrating his 85th birthday today, as a matter of fact. But the legend lives on, the music lives on, and that's what we're celebrating. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Ray Charles. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, September 23rd, 2015. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, celebrating the music today of Joan Jett and Ray Charles. We'll have sets, multiple sets from Ray Charles and a set of music celebrating Joan Jett, who, boy, I mean, you look through her catalog, some great originals in there, and of course her time with the Runaways created some great songs. She has done a lot of covers, and we're going to listen to a couple of those coming up here in the show. And of course later on, getting to the music of Ray Charles, look for that in the second half of the episode. Want to tell you really quickly about the Coverville DVD Equinox sale. Yeah, it's no, I'm not selling Chevys. Selling the Chevy Equinox. No. Clearing out some space to on our shipping area down here in the basement, where we do all of the packaging and shipping for all the Kickstarter stuff and all of the Coverville Citizen stuff. And right now there are a bunch of DVD cases and a bunch of DVDs kind of littering the area where we do the, not littering, I don't want you to think that it's disorganized, but there's a lot of stuff there, and I want to clear those out so we can get all of the Cantina stuff going, because that requires a lot of space. There's all these different types of swag that go with the Star Wars Cantina cover album. And I want to make sure we have the room. So we're selling off a bunch of DVDs. It really is the last time they're going to be available at this price for episodes 1 through 1,000 on a 6-DV set. You can get them all for $40. Just go to coverville.com. The sale ends 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Thursday. That way, I can get all of the discs out Friday, and that's the deal, is getting them all out to you on Friday. If you're domestic, if you're in the U.S. and you order on before end of day Thursday, then you'll get your discs before the end of the month, because we're going to get them all out on Friday. Just want to get all that stuff cleared out, make room for more Kickstarter stuff. Anyway, let's get to the music here. Start things off with what I call a recover. This is when an artist takes one of the songs from their history and does a new version, either as a solo artist or with a different lineup, whatever. In this case, it's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts covering The Runaways back from 1997 and the album Fit to Be Tied. Here is their version of Cherry Bomb.
Cherry bomb! vacation. You're living in the past, it's a new generation. A girl can do what she wants to do, and that's what I'm gonna do. And I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. Oh no, not me. Oh no, 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 not me. I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. Never said I wanted to improve my station. And I'm only doing good when I'm having fun, and I don't have to please no one. I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. Oh no, not me. Oh no, 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 not me. I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. I've never been afraid of any deviation. And I really don't care if you think I'm strange. I ain't gonna change. And I'm never gonna care about my bad reputation. Oh no, not me. Oh no, 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 not me. The world's in trouble, there's no communication. And everyone can say what they want to say, but it never gets better anyway. So why should I care about a bad reputation anyway? I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. You're living in the past, it's a new generation. And I only feel good when I got no pain, and that's how I'm gonna stay. I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. biggest star. Everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful be always on your guard. You see, success walks hand in hand with failure.
Great Kinked song, Celluloid Heroes, covered right there by Joan Jett at part of her 1990 all-cover album called The Hit List, and featured a bunch of great stuff on there. But that's a standout track for me. Such a great meaning behind that song, and so cool. Joan Jett and Celluloid Heroes. Before that, Rebecca Lobey and her cover of Bad Reputation. That is from her album Circus Heart that she released in 2012, covering Joan Jett. One of those amazing Joan Jett originals, Bad Reputation. Such a great song. And then a couple of Runaways tracks, because, boy, I grew up listening to the Runaways. I still have the vinyl debut self-titled album and the Queens of Noise, of course, that the original version of that song came from. Vinyl sitting over there in my bookcase, because I don't think I could ever get rid of those albums. They're great. Queens of Noise, covered there by the Donnas. That one from a tribute to the Runaways called Take It or Leave It, a tribute to the Queens of Noise from 2011. And Joan Jett covering the Runaways. I want to say that the original version of Cherry Bomb was sung by Sherry Curry, and I could be wrong on that, because I've got versions sung by Joan Jett and I've got versions sung by Sherry Curry, and I always thought the original Runaways version was Sherry Curry, and certainly in the movie, both the biopic, the one that was just called The Runaways, and then Edge Play, they talk about Sherry Curry singing that. So that version right there comes from Joan Jett's Fit to Be Tied, Great Hits by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, big compilation album that came out in 1997. Big happy birthday going out to Joan Jett. All right, let's before we move on to Ray Charles, let me tell you about the sponsor for the first half of Coverville today. That sponsor is, let me turn this down just a smidge more. That sponsor is Squarespace. You heard me talking about him at the top of the show. You know, you build websites. Maybe you do it for a living. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're brand new to building websites. I remember when I was just learning how to build websites and code HTML and learning all about CSS and JavaScript and all that stuff. It was a pain, man. It was a pain back in those days because, you know, you had to, nothing really would go exactly where you wanted it to or look just right, you know. And these days, if you're going into web design, you start learning HTML and you start learning CSS, you've got a whole extra thing to learn with responsive websites, right? Stuff that looks good on mobile devices, smartphones, things like that. Well, I'm here to shine a light, a golden beam of light from the sky. And it's called Squarespace. It makes all this stuff so easy. This is the thing that I wish I had back in 1997. Squarespace makes your site look professional, makes it look clean, makes it look like it was designed by a designer, if you're not a designer. And how much coding do you have to know? Absolutely zero. No coding. It's super intuitive. The tools that they provide to you are so easy to use. They are... It's a dream, it really, is what it is. Squarespace has state-of-the-art technology that is working behind your site to increase its security, stability, making it come up quickly, making it operate exactly the way that you want it to operate. Millions of people trust them, and some of the most respected brands in the world use Squarespace for their sites. Check them out. Visit squarespace.com. Their plans start at $8 a month, just $8 a month, which is the price. You know, it's the same price as an $8 coffee. starts at $8 a month, and if you sign up for a year, they're going to throw in the domain for you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to squarespace.com. Oh, it's perfectly timed with the music. Go to squarespace.com and start your free site today. You don't even need to give them a credit card. Just start building a site. See how easy it is. Play around with the tools. Develop your dream Joan Jett fan site, whatever it is. And if you like it, which you will, when you're ready to sign up, use the offer code COVERVILLE, COVERVILLE, right? Easy. Use that code and you're going to get 10% off your first purchase. Dial that at squarespace.com. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Sometimes those music breaks work perfectly, like the timing and everything on the advertising bed. Thank you, Beautiful South, for such a cool song to throw in the background. All right, Ray Charles, we lost him back in 2004, but of course, you know, as is the case with legendary musicians, their music lives on and carries their legacy, and new people discover them even though they're not putting out brand new music. They're still discovering all these great old songs, and that's what I hope happens here. Of course, there's going to be some classics, some hits that you know by Ray Charles, covered by other artists, but I want you to discover some of these other songs, these lesser-known songs, and we're going to start with one by Jimmy Barnes, this one from his 2009 album called The Rhythm and the Blues, celebrating Ray Charles' 85th birthday. Here is Hallelujah, I Love Her So.
She lives next door. Every morning before the sun comes up, she brings me coffee in my favorite cup. That's how I know, yes I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Well, I'm in trouble and I have no friends. I know she's loving me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile and say because she told me so. That's how I know. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, and by the time I count from 1, 2, 4, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down and there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. That's how I know. Yes, I know. Hey, hallelujah, I just love her so. Yeah. If I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, and by the time I count from 1, 2, 4, I hear her on my door. in the evening when the sun goes down, and there is nobody else around. She kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. That's how I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Hallelujah, I just love her so.
Baby, I wanna know.
Shake a Tail Feather, originally by the Five Deutones, covered very famously by Ray Charles, and covered there again by 80s stalwarts, The Romantics. Yeah, you know, Talking in Your Sleep and What I Like About You. That actually came from their 1990 collection called What I Like About You and Other Romantic Hits, The Romantics and Shake a Tail Feather. Before that, Espen Lind from their live Hallelujah album from 2008, that is I Got a Woman. Roy Orbison before that from The Soul of Rock and Roll, a great four-disc set, came out in 2000s. 1965 is when that version was recorded. And big thanks to Roy Orbison's widow, who not only sent me a very nice letter after the Roy Orbison cover story, but also included a bunch of Roy Orbison albums and videos and stuff like that. Super, super nice. The Animals, right before that, with a cover of Mess Around. Hard to hear that song and not think of John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. At least for me. You'll find that one on the collection of the Animals music called Animal Tracks. And that set started off with Jimmy Barnes, Hallelujah, I Love Her So. That one from his 2009 album, The Rhythm and the Blues. Let's get to another set here. One of my favorite pianists ever, I said that very carefully, is a guy named Jules Holland. He was in the band Squeeze. As a matter of fact, oddly enough, and this was not intentional, the first two tracks that you're going to hear in this set are covers by Jules Holland and the guy in Squeeze that replaced him, Paul Carrack. Wow, crazy. This first one, though, from Jules Holland's 1990 album, World of His Own, which featured a couple of different Ray Charles covers on it. Here is his cover of Danger Zone.
Sad and lonely all the time. That's 'cause I got a worried mind. Guess the world is in an uproar. The danger zone is everywhere. Everywhere. Read your papers. Watch TV. You'll see exactly what is worrying me. I guess the world is in an uproar. The danger zone is everywhere. Progress that we made towards eternity. Every morning, noon and night, you'll find me hoping everything's gonna be alright. I guess the world is in an uproar. The danger zone.
Just what she meant when I had sweat upon my clothes just to pay the rent. Talking about a hard time. Hard time. Oh yeah. Who knows better than I?
Yeah, this ain't the time. I'm just living my life in dreams of yesterday. Yeah, I'm just gonna live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't care about me. You got me sewed up like a pillowcase, but you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Unchain my heart, baby, let me go. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. Why do you treat me such a misery when you don't care a bag of beans for me? So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. I'm under your spell like a man in a trail, but I know damn well that I don't stand a chance. So unchain my heart, me go. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. When I call you on the telephone, some try and tell me that you're not at home. So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. I'm under your spell, whoa, like a man in a trance, but I know darn well that I don't stand a chance. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. Why do you treat me such a misery when you don't care a bag of beans for me? So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Whoa, set me free. Yeah, 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 yeah. Set me free, baby. Please, set me free. Yeah, set me free. Whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah. Set me free.
A lot of fun. Trini Lopez, Even Mo, Ma Jazz is the album. You can find that on that 1963 cover of Ray Charles, Unchain My Heart. Before that, Bryan Adams from that great album from last year, Tracks of My Years, all cover album with stuff that inspired him growing up. And he does it justice, man. I Can't Stop Loving You, right there by Bryan Adams. Paul Carrick, here's the guy. Basically, Paul Carrick is the guy that if I could have any musician's singing voice, like if basically somebody said, all right, whose singing voice would you like, Brian? Paul Carrick is the guy. The guy has just such this amazing range, the clarity, the tone. He can sing anything, man. Paul Carrick. You might know him from Squeeze. You might know him from the band Ace and their song How Long. He was a member of Mike and the Mechanics for a while. And some great solo stuff worth checking out. That's his cover of Hard Times, No One Knows Better Than I. That one from the 2013 album Rain or Shine. And Jules Holland right before that. Hey, you know, if I could have Paul Carrick's voice, let me have Jules Holland's piano skills while you're at it. And I can do some boogie woogie. That is Danger Zone. That one from his album World of His Own from 1990. We've got a couple more sets of music, but before we get to that, I'm going to tell you guys how Amazon has got you covered. How does Amazon have you covered? Well, whenever you buy anything from Amazon, you can actually go to Coverville first, and just by clicking a link, all you have to do is click a link and then do everything you were going to do before. You're actually helping Coverville by filling the Coverville coffers, filling the the Coverville the Amazon affiliate link basically is what you're doing. In any of the show notes where you link to an Amazon album, or if you go to the banner on the right side of the page and click the Amazon banner, or if you just go to coverville.com/Amazon, anything you put in your cart, a little percentage of that goes back to Coverville. It helps out the show, and it also gives me some fun stuff to talk about on the show, because every week I get a report from Amazon that says what people bought. Now, it doesn't tell me who, so it's all anonymous. Don't worry, but I get to see kind of the fun things that people pick up. Sure, there's a lot of music. There's a lot of people picking up music links or music from the links on Coverville, but there's also some other stuff, sometimes related, sometimes not. The Exploding Kittens card game, for example. But I'm going to focus on the exercise freak, the Denon exercise freak in-ear headphones, because what good is having all that great music if you don't have something good to listen to them with? Well, this is what somebody picked up. Some great wireless Bluetooth earbuds that are perfect for jogging, running, biking, whatever. And they look really comfortable. They look like they put out good sound. And the pair that I took to Dragon Con, one of the earpieces fell off. Probably lost it on MARTA or in an Uber taxi or something. But maybe I'll replace them with these. It's just one of the many things that you can pick up from Amazon. One of the millions of things. And of course, if you go to Coverville first, then you help out the show and it doesn't cost you a penny more. That is one of the ways that Amazon has got you covered. I like trying to time it with that music break. All right, let's get back to this. Just a couple more sets of music here and some more great stuff. Creedence Clearwater Revival on their 2009 album, or 2009 collection, I should say. Creedence covers the classics, include this great version of Ray Charles' The Nighttime is the Right Time. Let's listen to it right now. Here's some Creedence for you.
Hey! you were mine, I'll never let you leave me. If you were mine, I'll never let you go. Because you are just what I always wanted. And I think that you ought to know. From the moment I first saw you, girl, you went straight to my brain. Oh, yes, you did. In my heart, I got a feeling that I could never explain. If you were mine, you'd never know no sorrow. Calling, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will, babe. Come rain or storm, hail or snow. 'Cause the way I feel about you, no place is too remote to go. Oh, wow.
Thank you. tried to beg or borrow the money. Child, I was beat a highway bound. I live on a lonely, lonely avenue. My girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue. And it's all because of you. I could cry, baby. Whoa, I need somebody. 'Cause I live on a lonely avenue. Whoa.
Rainy Night in Georgia by Hem. That one from her 2006 album, No Word from Tom. Los Lobos before that with Lonely Avenue from the tribute to Doc Pomus, who's the writer of that song, a 1995 album called Till the Night Is Gone. And almost played the Gillan and Glover version of that song from Deep Purple, a couple of guys from Deep Purple. They did a version of that, and you'll hear it on the Rain Man soundtrack, I think, when you're driving through, or when Raymond and Charlie are driving across the bridge, they play the Gillan and Glover cover of Lonely Avenue, which is also great. If You Were Mine by Tao and the Get Down Stay Down, that one from the 2014 Sweetheart album from Hear Music and Starbucks, and Creedence Clearwater Revival from Creedence Does the Classics, the cover of The Nighttime Is the Right Time. All right, how about one last set of music? Because I know there's at least one song that you're waiting to hear, maybe two songs, maybe even three songs. What's cool about the first couple songs in this last set is that you're going to hear the song and then you're going to hear the answer song. I'm a big fan of 60s girl group answer songs, and you'll hear what I'm talking about. We'll start things off with John Mellencamp from his Chestnut Street Incident album from 1976. Yeah, back when he was Johnny Cougar. Here is his version of Hit the Road, Jack.
So I'm gonna have to pack my things and go. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. No more, no, no, no. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. Yeah. Trim this way, I'll get back on my feet someday. I don't care if you do, you're just no good. You ain't had no good loving, you never could have hit the road. Hey.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, oh my Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pine. Other arms reached out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, oh my Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms reached out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads on back to you. Oh, Georgia, oh my Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
You give your hand to me and you say, I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so, anyone can tell, think you know me well, you don't know me. You don't know the one dreams of you. Chance. chance go by, the chance you might, you might.
Beautiful. Duke Spann, NYC, from their 2009 album, Songs from Our Past, Volume 1, with a cover of You Don't Know Me, originally done by Eddie Arnold, but very famously covered by Ray Charles. The Lost Pilgrims, right before that, with Georgia on My Mind, that one from their self-titled album from 2007. The Chantels, with one of those great answer songs, Well, I Told You, that one from the Answer to Everything, Girl Answer Songs of the 60s, came out in 1961 as a response to Hit the Road, Jack, which you heard right before, by John Mellencamp. That one from the 1976 album Chestnut Street Incident, covering Ray Charles. And that's going to bring us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. I've been having a blast, and if you watch the stream, I've been dancing and, you know, carrying on like crazy. So, hey, it's, you know, what it is, right? If you want to get in touch with me, email me requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Make sure to use the Amazon links. And of course, visit my sponsor, squarespace.com, and use the coupon code COVERVILLE to build it beautiful. We'll be back next week with a tribute to, I actually figured out who I'm doing next week. It's going to be Roxy Music and Brian Ferry, the music of Brian Ferry, who's celebrating a birthday, and of course Roxy Music. So if you've got requests, let me know. Email me using the aforementioned method. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Have a great evening. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville's a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they've all got a bad reputation.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.